We're up to Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam decides to give a whole list of suggestions of things that you can do to kind of revamp your tshuva this year and every year. So midarachei tshuva, of the ways of those who do tshuva, lios hashev tzoik tamid lifnei Hashem, mivchi v'tachanunim. So one thing to do is to constantly be crying to Hashem, literally with tears and with supplications. That's one thing. Another thing, v'oset tzedakah kafi kocho, a person should try to give as much tzedakah as he can. Midarachei karbei min adavar shechatabo, and then he should try to also distance himself from the sin as much as possible. This is an interesting one. Another thing is that a person can think of changing their name, and if they change their name, then they could basically say to God, okay, that was Tom who did all the sins, now I'm Bob, so you can't punish me for Tom's sins. So that's another interesting idea. I don't know of anyone who actually does that nowadays, but that is a suggestion given. So two more things. One is to change your actions entirely. Make all your actions that were once bad now good. That's kind of an obvious one. And another idea is to exile yourself from the place where you normally live. So you live in Merrick, so I'm not recommending this to anyone, but maybe move to a different town. Start over. You've done terrible sins in your life. So no, move to a whole different place. You'll start over, have a different name. No one will know who you are. God, Kivayachal, won't know who you are anymore. You're a different guy. You're now your Bob, and so you're Bob living in Oceanside now. And so God can't punish you for Tom's sins in Merrick. So he explains why. Shagalos mechaperes avon b'pnei shegoremes lo lihikanea ulehios ana b'shafal ruach. Right. So if a person is in exile, they find themselves humbled. It's a very humbling experience. Going, everyone knows who you are in Merrick, but then you go to Oceanside. No one knows who you are in Oceanside. So that humbling experience will hopefully cause you to do some tshuva, and will hopefully bring you closer to God that way. Halacha hey, v'shevach gadol lashav shi'is vada b'rabim v'yodia p'sha'av lehem u'megala aviros shebeino levin chaveru l'achirim. So it's very praiseworthy, says the Rambam, for a person to publicize their sins. If a person has sins that they did between himself and someone else, so says the Rambam, you should publicize those. And how do you do it? V'omer lehem, say to the public, I guess stand up between men chamarav and say, amam chatasi leploni v'asisi lo kach v'kach v'harini hayom shavu misnachim. Says the Rambam, what you should do is you should get up and say, I, Tom, sinned against Bob. I did some terrible things to Bob. And here today, here I'm standing today, hoping to repent and hoping and regretting all my actions. Again, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that nowadays because Bob might get very upset. But nonetheless, that's what he says to do. The kol ha-misga'e ve'ino modia ela mechase peshav ein shuaso gemura shenamar mechase peshav lo yatzliach. So there's a pasuk that says that if you cover your sins, if you hide your sins, that you won't be successful. So he says if whoever is so gaivedik, whoever is so haughty to say that I'm going to hide my sins and not tell anyone the sins that I've done, well, this person is not going to have a full shuva. So again, nowadays it might be slightly different. It's definitely a case-by-case basis. In particular, I have a person who didn't publicize the sin, but we know we're supposed to get mechila, we're supposed to get forgiveness from people. I know of a person who, I'm sure this is not the only case, but in particular, a case that comes to mind, they went over to a person and they said, please forgive me for the sins I've done in the past year to you. And they said to them, you know what, I forgot all about that. Now I remember, and now I hate you even more. So that's obviously not the goal of this whole time period. And you can imagine in that situation, if they would have gotten up in front of the whole community and said, there was a time that I actually hurt this person. So again, that probably would not be the best thing to do. So again, very case by case basis, but maybe in an ideal world, this is how it would be. So the Rambam goes further. When does this apply that you should publicize your sins? With sins that are between you and your fellow man. But when you have a sin against God directly, you should not actually publicize these at all. So if a person forgot to put on tefillin one day, or if a person, I don't know, lots of other different ideas that you could think of, bein adam lemakom, if you do a sin that directly involves just you and God, so don't publicize that. But azos panim hilo im gilim, and it's a certain level of chutzpah, a certain level of gaiva, of haughtiness, if your person gets up and decides to publicize these sins. We don't do that. Ela shav levnei akel baruchu, your person should, in their own private prayers, just repent to God. Uporit chataav lefanav, and he should specifically spell out all the sins that he did against God, like we said last week, but he should do it privately, just before Hashem. Misvadeh aleihem lefnei rabim stam, and a person should admit to doing sins. Just a general thing. He said, a person should say, I sinned, that he could say publicly, but a person should not say all of his specific sins publicly. There's an idea that even though we just said that you should reveal your sins and that's a good thing, that was bein adam lechaveru, but there's another pasuk that says that you should keep your sins hidden and private, and that's referring to sins that are bein adam lemakom, those you should keep private and not tell people publicly. Only God should know the specifics of all the sins that you did. Okay, we'll stop right here.